You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Domville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to set high and low heart rate alerts in Watch OS. If you are one of those Apple Watch users, you should be aware of this, one of these cool new features that you can take advantage of. One of those features is the heart beat measurement. So periodically throughout the day, you can have your Apple Watch take your pulse and make measurement, and it will keep track of that throughout the day. That's the cool part about the watch. It keeps track of your ticker, make sure everybody is running and sounding good, and within the threshold that you consider normal before you should be alert for something that is abnormal for you. And the cool thing is that anytime you can go back to the health app itself and see the measurement that it took throughout the day. So you can kind of see up and down what you've been doing throughout the day. Kind of gives you an indicator where you are so you can get an idea how or what you want to set as a threshold. So essentially, what is this high, low heart rate alerts? Well, it's that as mentioned. So if it exceed a certain threshold that you define as being too high or too low, it will chime in and let you know. It'll ding on your watch saying, hey, I've noticed this abnormal measurement. I just want to let you be aware of this in case you want to take this and up with your doctor and see if there's anything you need to be worried about or anything like that. But overall, it is really a nice feature just to keep track of your heartbeats and making sure everybody is going where it's supposed to be. So it kind of gives me a peace of mind that somebody is just always watching my pulse. So what we're going to do, we're going to head over to the iPhone. We're going to go straight into the Watch app.
Watch. Double tap to open.
And we'll go ahead and do just that. Double tap and open.
Watch, all watches, button.
Now we're going to go swipe to the right until we get to the heart.
Heart, button.
And one finger double tap to open this up.
ECG, heading.
Now, the first thing I want to do, I want to set this to heading. So I'm going to go to settings, or you can just swipe to the right until you get to the heart rate section.
Cardio fitness, heading. Heart rate notifications, heading.
There it is. And we're going to go to the right until we get to the high heart rate.
High heart rate, 110 BPM, button.
Now, in this case, mine's already set, and I set it to 110. Now, if it's off, no problem. I'm going to show you how to set this on and show you the various thresholds you can set for the heart rate. Double tap.
Off.
The first option is off. If I go to the right here,
100 BPM.
It starts at 100, and it'll go up to, I believe, 150. So we'll just keep going to the right.
Selected, 110 BPM.
That's where I have mine selected. At any time, you can just double tap to the item that you want to be set as a threshold for the high heart rate.
120 BPM, 130 BPM, 140 BPM, 150 BPM.
And that's the highest you can go. Now, I'll give a little summary here.
Receive a notification when Apple Watch detects a heart rate that rises above 110 BPM while you appear to have been inactive for 10 minutes.
Now, that's a cool thing, and you probably notice that when you heard that. Yes, you heard that right. This is the cool part about it. So if I set mine for 110, which is at, even if I'm running or I'm active, the watch is intelligent know that you are being active and, you know, maybe you're doing cardio or whatever, and it's going to go over that number, obviously. So this is only when you are inactive. It will know that you are inactive. So if you have been inactive for say 10 minutes, as what the summary just said, if it reached 110 and above and that heart measurement is still above that after 10 minutes, it's going to pop up and give me a notification. Hey, there's something going on here. I just want to let you know. So that's kind of a nice little feature. So those are the settings. So just select which one you want. Once you add it, get done this, go to the top left.
Heart, back button.
Double tap.
Heart, back. High heart rate. 110
now,
BPM.
We're going to hear the button. Summary again.
Receive a notification when Apple Watch detects a heart rate that rises above 110 BPM while you appear to have been inactive for 10 minutes.
Okay. Now, if you go to the right.
Low heart rate, 40 BPM, button.
Okay. Here's the low heart rate. This is the same thing as a high. This is just for the low. Let's double tap here.
Off.
Now, we have off, and we only have three things to choose from, and it really depends what you want to do. So, we have 40.
Selected, 40 BPM.
Which is selected for me.
45 BPM.
You have 45.
50 BPM.
And then you have 50. Just make the measurement that you want to be detected when it gets to that beats per minute and less. And it's going to say the same thing. Let's hear.
Receive a notification when Apple Watch detects a heart rate that falls below 40 BPM for 10 minutes.
And there is the summary for the low heart rate, how that works. If it detects at any time it goes below that beat per minute and under, it will do the same thing. It will give you notification as well. So that is one of the cool feature, and that is how you set the high and low heart rate alerts in Watch OS. My name is Thomas Domville. Also go by the name of Nanomous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.